The state lowered the amount of private money UW campuses had to provide for new academic building projects last year. UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says the school met its $3 million requirement toward constructing a $44 million academic building earlier this year. Still, he says other challenges remain.
We want to move away from the bricks and mortar, as they say, and put our focus on raising money for scholarships for students. We've always done that, but we think that's getting more and more important at a time when, unfortunately, you know, tuition has to go up because the state support is not what it once was.
Susan Neitzel with UW Oshkosh agrees. She's director of the school's capital campaign to raise money for the $48 million academic building under construction. Neitzel says they broadened the campaign to raise money for other projects.
The economic realities are driving us to raise more private funds, just as they're driving us to raise tuition.
UW Superior received $5 million toward its $32 million academic building from alumni Jim and Sue Swenson. Jim Swenson says private donations are critical for state universities.
There's going to be an absolute demand for more private donations to encourage the states to find the rest of the money necessary to build these new buildings for each campus.
According to UW system data, funding from sources other than state general purpose revenue rose from 35% to 54% of the total UW budget from 1974 to 2008. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.